control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you.
Makes me want to go to space.
Yeah?
So you're going to make me a helmet?
Yeah, a special helmet.
A special helmet? That's going to be made out of...
I don't know.
What about one of them popcorn bowls?
I
and a
like
chin strap?
Okay. Yeah. Like the ones that you give the bowl cut with?
Yeah, like that. And so you can, like, actually, you know, I got a chin strap on there. We could get some old rabbit ear TV antennas and put those on there, too.
Sounds good.
You make it, I wear it.
Okay.
All right, you heard it, folks. She's going to make me a helmet. All right, now I'm going to go to outer space. So before we go to outer space, where are we going next?
Well, we're going to go to Blow Up the Outside World by Soundgarden.
Holy crud. I'm going to outer space with my new helmet. Now we're going to blow up the outside world with Soundgarden?
Well, maybe it's good that you'll be in outer space and not, you know, blowing up the outside world.
Are you into violence? I think she's into violence. All right, Blow Up the Outside World. What's this song about, do you know?
I don't know. I've tried to figure it out.
You just like the song. All right, it just sounds good. So what? Don't blow up the outside world. Oh, and don't storm Area 51.
Same.
I cannot see clearly now that goggles are on.
But they're shiny.
Yeah, but do they make me look intelligent?
Yeah.
Yeah. That didn't sound reassuring. All right, I'm putting my regular glasses back on because I can't see. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to push the button. All right, so what are we doing now?
Now we're going to do... I'm going to do another Soundgarden one. It's going to be drawing flies.
Drawing flies?
Yeah.
I can't stand flies. Flies are nasty. Why do we want to draw some flies?
Well, this one is about... He said in an interview or something, he was out in some cabin and he was trying to write music and stuff, and he had writer's block going on really bad, and he started feeling like he was going crazy, and this song came about.
So were there flies attacking him this whole time?
I would hope not. It sounds gross.
Yeah, flies are nasty. They land on nasty things, and then they want to land on your lip or your sandwich.
Food.
Or the edge of your drink. I don't like flies. Anyway, we're going to be drawing flies with Soundgarden. Watching a video on silent mode of 50,000 people storming Area 51.
Yeah, that doesn't look good.
Don't look like it's a good idea to me.
No, nope, there's lots of blood.
Yeah. Yep. It's disgusting. And that might bring us into this next video, right? Or next song?
I don't really think so, but I mean, the song would go great in the background.
Screaming in the Night by Crocus?
Yeah.
So what's this song actually about?
I don't know. I even tried to look it up because I've never known. But
well, if they hold off till after sun goes down to storm Area 51, you could play this as the soundtrack to the ludicrousy. What do you think? Are you gonna go join them?
No. That is a terrible idea.
All right. So you wanna play this one now?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Screaming in the Night by Crocus. Don't storm Area 51. It's not a good idea.
Thank you.
Sounded pretty good. Hey folks, if you was listening in to Kara's show last week, you heard me just completely destroy the ending of the special song, the mystery song. We're going to try it again today. All right, we're going to mystery song at the end of the show, so stay tuned. Don't hang up just because playing the last song, because there's a mystery song. And what do they win?
Free snacks in their own refrigerator.
Yeah, you win a free all-expense trip to your own refrigerator for snacks and drinks if you're the first one to guess the name and the artist of the mystery song. So stick around for that, all right? You ain't got nothing to lose, right?
I mean, not really. It's in your own fridge.
Yeah, you don't even have to go out the house. All you got to do is go to the fridge. All expense paid on your dime. So where are we going now?
Now we're going to do I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness.
Okay, so what's the song about, do you know?
Believe in a Thing Called Love.
Oh, well, that's self-explanatory. So by The Darkness, I Believe in a Thing Called Love.
So I grabbed your cold hand, pressed it to my beating heart.
Yeah, that might have been just an overrun of whoever recorded that song.
Well, it's like it ended. What is this?
But it was interesting. All right, so far on the Bum Rush Area 51, they're not doing so well. And Karen and I was talking, and it's like, you know, okay, so let's say hypothetically you make it past the military and you get to the facility.
Then you got to get back out.
Yeah. And by that time, reinforcements is already on the way. Not well thought out. So even if you do see an alien, You ain't telling nobody about it.
Nope.
You get in, but it's like that Roach Motel. They come in.
And if they're
in
hiding an alien, what if they're into torture and stuff?
Yeah. What if that alien basically does you in when you get there?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, aliens might be hacked off that you done bum rush their joint there. Anyway, we're just speculating, folks. Don't do it. I'm telling you, ain't a good idea. Where are we going now, Karen?
Oh, yeah. So we're going to do Spaceman by Four Non Blondes.
Spaceman. Okay, well, they're going to see the spaceman at Area 51. Maybe they'll come out. Maybe one lone survivor will crawl up out of there. Like,
but then
see,
who's going to believe him?
Well, probably nobody. I saw an alien, man. Yeah, you looking pretty rough. All right, don't do it. Here we go. Four Non Blondes, Spaceman. These people out there trying to see if there's aliens, and they're not faring so well as far as the simulation goes.
Nope. They killed the robot.
Yeah, they killed the robot.
And themselves in the process.
Yeah, you don't fire a bazooka when you're standing right next to the wall of the robot.
Yeah.
That just, what, see, that just shows the mentality. They shouldn't be that, they're that dumb to go up there and fire a bazooka that close to a robot. Not a good plan. Anyway, to each his own, I guess. This one here, Buckethead, Lotus Island. What's this one about?
There's no words or anything. Just.
Oh, well, maybe some of these Bucketheads will be going with these storming the Area 51 people. All right, you ready?
Ready.
So.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So, well, you know, I don't know. Do you know?
Nope.
All right. So this song right here by what? Pearl Jam?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be Do the Evolution.
Does it? Do you have anything specific of like?
Yeah. At first I was confused. I was like, what does that mean? But Eddie Vedder said in some interview, it's about people who get really in with the technology and everything, and then they think that they're just superior and they're the controlling being on the planet.
Well, that's very interesting, because the science guys out there think that one day they're going to be gods. They're going to be half man and half machine, and then eventually
yeah.
they're just going to leave their body and go into the computer. But wouldn't that stink to be inside of a matrix and thinking you were in a real world when you're not?
Ooh. So does that mean, like, if you're in the computer, is someone else controlling you?
I don't know, but in the actual movie, The Matrix, they were using you for a battery. They had all these things plugged into you. And it was disgusting, because you was, like, in this pot of slop and slime, and they fed you, like force fed you through a hose.
No.
What kind of existence would that be? Of course, you didn't know you was in there. But still.
I mean, I guess if you don't know.
No, I just don't want to do it, you know? It's that nasty feeling you get one day when you're like, man, this is just something don't seem right. And you don't know.
Something's
but the alien's got a freaking power cord stuck in your brain, and you're using your brain to be a processor for some other alien can play video games. Wouldn't you like to use your brain for something else, like just life? All right, so Do the Evolution. Go from a fish to a monkey to a man to a computer simulation, and have a plug-in in your brain.
Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah, and if something went awry or somebody knew how to hack the Matrix, they could torment the heck out of you. Make things happen that ain't supposed to be happening. Not a good plan.
No.
All right, there's some more people to go. Storm Area 51. Here we go. Pearl Jam, Do the Evolution.
I'm
cool. What was that excitement at the end there?
Exciting.
Huh?
I don't know. Oh. The needle thing jumped.
Oh, yeah, record skipped. It's like that one song that they used to play back in the old days. Put the needle on the record. Did you ever hear that?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, have you ever heard an old scratching record? They used to do that. They put the needle on there and they go,
okay.
Put the needle on the record. Like that. All right. Anyway. So that's a little bit of trivia for you.
Yeah.
That's what they did. Why would you do that anyway?
I don't know. Does it mess up the record?
Probably. It probably messes like it up the needle after a while, but it does that. I don't know.
Sounds like a hyperventilating cat.
They do that. And then they do that spit boxing.
Singing with the microphone in their mouth.
Yeah. Like, oh, they got this one they call throat singing, where this guy's playing this, it's almost like a combination, I don't know, it's like a ukulele or a banjo. It's just some sort of oriental guitar, and they sing out their voices going,
what is that called?
Throat singing. I don't know what they call it. That's what they called it. You want to hear a sample of it?
I know what it sounds like. I kind of like it, though.
All right, well, maybe we'll pick one that you do like and play it next go around.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty weird, but I subscribed to the channel because it was interesting. All right, let me just jump over there real quick and just play a real quick example of it. How's that sound? All right, hang on there, folks. YouTube. Do. I'm hurrying. Like videos. Hold on. This isn't good for radio. Alright, let me go down here. Here we go. This is it. What kind of guitar is that?
I like the drum.
Yeah. Start singing already. We got songs to get to.
Princess of the Night by Saxon?
Yeah, from Throat Singing to Princess of the Night by Saxon.
Yes.
She used to be an iron horse 20 years ago. Used to bring the mail to me through the ice and snow. I've sat alone and watched her steaming through the night. 90 tons of thunder. We'll be right back.
was a good song.
Yes.
So, you know, like storming Area 51, they, as they're running through this desert, I'm understanding they're like snakes out in the desert, you know, like rattlesnakes and scorpions. So they got to beat the heat, beat the snakes, beat the scorpions and the buzzards. They better take plenty of water and some sort of suit of armor, because they got to also beat the military.
And then what if you run out of ammo? You can't go back and get some.
Yeah. So you have you better have reinforcements of your 500K, the people who don't mind rushing in on a one-way trip.
Lay down and play dead.
Yeah, there you go. And then when it gets dark, sneak over.
Yeah.
But that don't work either because they have night vision. Look at that. I got a kid laying down over there. She's got a rock in her hand. She's up to no good.
It's been too long for the muscle jumps.
Yep, that's it. All right, so we're not obviously going to be part of that game, Stormin'.
Nope.
All right, go out and play Pokemon Go and run into stop signs. It's safer than Stormin' Area 51. So what are we listening to now?
Hear Air by John Frusciante.
I just didn't think this was grammatically correct.
Yeah.
Hear Air. Is this guy French?
I don't know.
All right, I ask you that every time.
I know, it sounds like it, but...
I'll Google it and find out. Frusciante. Oui, oui, monsieur.
Sounds all fancy.
Storm Area 51.
Fail you with my fall.
I guess we'll never know, man, because I still can't find what this heat in the water whisper.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, it's just another one of those cool mysteries, I guess.
Yeah.
So where are we going now?
So now it's going to be Heed the Water Whisper, Whisperer by Stone Temple Pilots.
Huh? I thought we just did that.
Oh, no, we just did Hear Air by John Frusciante.
Oh, yeah, that's why I was looking it up prior to it, because I was wanting to know what it, never mind.
Yep.
Oh, man. Am I fired?
No, not yet.
All right, now it's Heed the Water Whisperer. Somebody tell us what this song's about.
Ships and bridges, tiny dreams, but these unhappy are forgiven.
Drink a lot of coffee, you have to heed the water whisperer. That's what I figured out.
Yes.
Alright, so what are we doing right now? This is the last song?
Yep, this will be the last one.
Before the mystery song.
Yeah.
Alright.
People Are Strange by The Doors.
Well, I believe that.
Yeah.
Now, see, we talked about strangeness. We talked about strange people thinking they're going to go storm the gates of the doggone Area 51. I don't think that's going to work out so well.
No.
But they better heed the water whisper. But I'm looking at that picture of Area 51. It don't even seem like to be any cactuses or outhouses available for such a large group of people, you know. I wonder if they're going to bring their own facilities. You know, you storm in a little bit, and then you run back out, and you protest, and then storm in again.
I mean, you don't want to be heeding the water whisperer when you're in the middle of that.
Yeah, when
a bad idea.
Right in the middle of a firefight, you better forget the water whisperer and run.
Don't drink any liquids.
Yeah, no liquids for the desert. That
well,
don't
that's
sound
bad too.
But I'm thinking, man, you could monopolize on that. Go to the border there where you're on the safe zone, and well, of course you stay behind the bus so that you don't get shot by a stray one. But you could sell like souvenirs, like T-shirts and blow up aliens and flying saucers or snacks.
I don't think anyone's gonna take that real well.
Well, they're going to be rushing in. There's going to be crowds sitting around watching the dumb people see how far they get.
Well, that's true. I didn't think of that. Hopefully from a distance, though. You don't want to get some stray fire.
We could be on the only road going into the area and then sell, like have a booth miles away so that we don't get hit. And then say, hey, man, you want your T-shirt? Storm the gates?
I think I'm just going to stay in my nice, comfy home. Stay out all
watch it on TV. All right, people are strange by the doors.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Yeah, peace them up. Stay tuned for the, what was that again? Mystery song.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what do they get to win?
Food from their own fridge.
Yeah, you get to all expense paid trip to your refrigerator for sodies and snacks, drinks and snacks or whatever. All right, here we go.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Alright folks, this is the time y'all been waiting for, the mystery song brought to you by Music with Kara Hour. Name that tune. Win an all expense trip paid to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. So here we go. Name this tune.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey Ray. Hey Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers, we got golden fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills that give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky old lady named became a cocaine kitty who embroideries on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. Like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies from our mother?
Yeah. Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Hey, I don't know. Rock and roll!
Okay, beautiful.
We got a lot of little teenage blue-eyed groupies. We'll do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru. He's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover? Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother? See my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone. On the cover of the Rolling Stone. Gonna see my picture on the cover.
We ain't on the cover, baby.
5 copies for my mothers. Gonna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Right up front, man. I can see it now. Put me on the front, smiling, man. Oh.
Well, we got a half a winner so far, but nobody else has guessed it just yet, so let's see. I'll give you a couple seconds here. We got the song, is a song band, Dr. Hook, and we don't have a name of the song, so we got a half a winner. So that means you only get half the snacks. Ha! Rolling Stones! Alright, there you go. On the cover of the Rolling Stones, there you go. Angeline is our winner. You win a free all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. Peace and love, everybody. You've been listening to the Music with Kara Hour. Take care.